Welcome to State Scoop's podcast series on IT security in government, underwritten this week by Palo Alto Networks. I'm your host, Wyatt Cash, and in this episode, we're talking about how state and local governments can ensure secure and scalable access to the resources that their employees need wherever they may be working. And we'll look at some recent research highlighting the role of the cloud in helping organizations improve their security. Our guest today is Matt Schneider, Vice President of Sales for State, Local, and Education Markets for Palo Alto Networks. Matt has more than two decades of experience in IT security, having worked in a variety of leading firms, including UUNet, AT&T, Cisco Systems, and VMware before joining Palo Alto Networks 2 years ago. Matt, thanks so much for joining us and welcome to the program.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, when the National Association of State Chief Information Officers issued their annual list of top priorities heading into 2020, there was little surprise that cybersecurity and the need to expand cloud services continued to rank in the top three. What also made the list for the first time was innovation and transformation through technology. Few CIOs, of course, could have anticipated the coming pandemic and the need to fast-track all three of those priorities as the pandemic's impact unfolded. Matt, let me start by asking, what have you seen as perhaps the biggest challenges among state and local governments in trying to pivot in response to the pandemic?
Wyatt, I've had the opportunity to speak with many state CIOs who have seen their networks go from a few hundred or a few thousand nodes to 100,000 plus in a matter of weeks. As the daily workloads suddenly shifted from office cubicles and controlled enterprise environments to the home and the cloud, it also revealed something else. The reality was the security demands have flipped inside out. Gartner recently described this as a security inversion, and it requires our state and local CIOs and IT leaders to completely rethink their approach to security.
Well, let's explore that just a bit further. What is it that CIOs and security teams really need to be considering in this new environment?
We've recognized a couple of things. First is, it's not just about connectivity. We've seen a change in mindset from one of how do I connect my users into one of how do I provide secure access to all of my users, to their data and all their tools to serve the citizen. We're also recognizing the disparity in tools that have been put in place to protect the enterprise and how they're not fitting into the scale of the digital transformation our clients are going through. Simply put, classic enterprise tools that were built on protecting IP addresses don't really apply to the cloud as we see applications move to as a service and containers that aren't built on IP addresses. We have technology that's not meeting the scale and needs of our customers to give them the visibility and context they want. This is why you're seeing such a demand around what Gartner defined as SASE, or the Secure Access Service Edge. Gartner is estimating that by 2024, over 40% of enterprises will have some deployment of SASE, compared to just 1% over a year ago.
Well, since it's likely that the bulk of workers will continue to operate outside the traditional protective barriers maintained by many agencies, some experts say that investing in legacy security controls and point solutions is really a road to diminishing returns. Why is that? And help us understand that better.
We all are well aware that our security teams today are struggling even to operate the security tools that they have. With the need to empower workers anywhere and everywhere, we're accelerating the adoption of cloud services. That includes the use of cloud native services. And as we talked about, the legacy security tools simply don't scale to the need of the cloud and that digital transformation. We've recently done a survey, and across five major industries, we've seen that over 46% of workloads are already being moved to the cloud. That is expected to grow to almost 65% in the next 24 months. However, as we interviewed these enterprises, we recognized that only 18% consider themselves highly prepared to secure the environment in the cloud. As we looked at those organizations that define themselves as highly prepared, what we're seeing is over half of those are actually reducing the number of security tools to secure that environment, with a majority of those looking to go down to a single end-to-end security technology to provide that security posture and visibility they need. This is because, as we talked about, the teams simply aren't able to scale to the demands of multiple tools across multiple clouds and their traditional enterprise.
Well, as enterprises move to the cloud, how have enterprise firewalls evolved and why will they continue to play an important role in this inverted cloud-driven environment?
It's no surprise that the firewall is going to continue to play a very important role. Majority of our state and local customers and our enterprises are going to continue to support a hybrid environment for the foreseeable future. So in terms of development of the technology, we're entering the so-called fourth generation of firewall capabilities. This is the ability to extend the management plane into the cloud and manage cloud-native environments like AWS security groups, containers, and even Azure firewall objects. The second is we're seeing the need to support and deliver zero trust capabilities to the edge. This is content inspection, intrusion detection and prevention, malware detonation, secure web gateways, and zero trust network access, all of it consumed as a service. And then finally, we're seeing the strong endpoint component integration directly into the firewall. We're able to leverage that to the vendor edge of the network for content inspection and secure remote access, regardless of where that user is, either from the cloud or consistently in the enterprise.
Well, and finally, what lessons do you believe state and local officials will take away from the pandemic when it comes to securing their operations? And what recommendations would you give those who may still be struggling with security and access today in this increasingly cloud-driven environment?
I think the first is to be prepared for what we thought would have been impossible in state and local government. I don't think any of us imagined sending our entire workforce home, 6-9 months ago. The second thing I'd say that many CIOs have learned is more tools equals more complexity, not more security. We've seen that integration and simplification drive better security capabilities and outcomes for our agencies. And for those agencies that are struggling, I'd say the most important thing to remember is it's not too late. Focus on the outcomes that your agency needs to accomplish and not the security technology that you're looking to provide it. You'll likely find that there are multiple paths to get you there. And many of these may actually surprise you on how easily they can be consumed for your agency.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Matt Schneider, thanks so much for joining us to talk about how state and local governments can ensure their employees have more secure and scalable access to the resources they need wherever they're working from.
Thank you, Wyatt.
And thanks to Palo Alto Networks for underwriting today's episode. Look for more of our coverage of IT security in government on statescoop.com and our StateScoop radio channel on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. This is Wyatt Cash. Thanks for tuning in.